He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Alliance Stadium. It's Wednesday, October 29th. The Texans are back at work looking for a fourth consecutive win. Their next opponent, the Minnesota Vikings. And that means going against running back Adrian Peterson. Before we get to that, the 2009 Texans cheerleader calendar is now on sale at the Go Texans store and online. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. The Vikings go into this week ranked 8th in rushing. They average 128.4 yards per game, thanks to running back Adrian Peterson. Peterson ranks 2nd in the league in rushing with 684 yards so far this season. He mixes power and speed like few can, and the Texans will have to contain him. Here's linebacker D'Amico Ryans on Peterson.
So they're going to run it and continue to run it because they have such a workhorse back there. He's a good back. It's going to be difficult to stop him, but I think we just have to play physical. Everybody has to be in the right place and make when we get a chance to tackle him, we really have a game time.
The Texans' run defense has improved in recent weeks, but they still rank 21st in the NFL. Linebacker Zach Dial said they will have to play their best on Sunday.
Just a guy that's a physical runner. He runs downhill. I mean, I played against him in college, too, so I know what kind of athlete he is and what he brings to the table. So, like I said, you have to bring your heart out for this game.
Finally, Coach Gary Kubiak thinks his team is up to the challenge. Here are his thoughts on going on the road after playing 4 games at home.
You know, it's tougher in this league. I mean, that's as tough as it gets, and you know, you got to go out there and function in a hostile environment, and none more hostile than this. I don't know how many of y'all have been there, but I've been in this place many times. Very tough place to play, very loud, and they're dang good, too. So we got to work that out for us. We'll work with noise all week.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. And we're ready to play. We've got no